Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. It's happy hour. Many of you are doing dry January. More of you are doing dry January. So I've decided to make the Queen's favorite cocktail. It's a mocktail. Now, if we were using real ingredients, it would be two parts Dubonnet, one part dry gin. But we're not doing that. So it's basically like Kool-Aid vitamin water. And joining me today, one of my very favorite Fox News reporters, Alexis McAdams. Alexis, welcome to Kennedy Saves the World.
Thank you for having me.
This is a
Thank
big
you
deal.
For this beautiful
yes,
fascinator.
We're wearing fascinators because this is the Queen's favorite cocktail. God rest her soul. She will always be
God
the
bless.
Queen. I had a dream last night that King Charles is mad at me because I wrote him a note and put Prince Charles.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was not happy.
That's
in my
not
dream.
Good. No. That's a nightmare, not a dream.
Didn't get an invite to Balmoral. Okay,
never
so you see
never.
That beautiful ruby red color.
I know.
And this is something, if you watch The Crown, whenever you see the Queen Mother and Princess Margaret drinking something this color, they're drinking the Queen's favorite cocktail.
Okay. And the first ingredient you said was what?
Dubonnet.
Dubonnet. Okay, because yeah. I've never really heard of these. I know you make a hell of a mocktail, I've been told.
Yeah, hell of a mocktail. Cheers to dry January.
Cheers to dry January. The best celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Nice
I like
and
it.
Smooth.
Yeah, these are.
You
cool
can see ones. Why the royal palate was mm-hmm. happily wetted.
That's right. If we like this, then we're basically royalty too. That's what I've been told. I have royal taste.
You really do. Have you ever done 23andMe?
No, I don't want
me neither.
To.
I'm scared to do
I'm
it.
I'm scared to do it too. I don't want my DNA out there. You know, you just never
was
know. Never know what's going to happen.
Because you did a lot of investigative reporting
about with Idaho and the murders. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. how they ended up finding him. But I think I've heard about that with just even smaller cases or things, or people end up finding that their, you know, family, they have all these siblings, and there's a lot of secrets that maybe are better to be held behind closed doors.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need to exhume every possible detail of your life. That happened to one of my best friends.
Really?
She found out that she had a half sister in another country that
Where?
She didn't know her father had visited.
Okay.
Mexico.
What?
And her half-sister looks just like her.
Was she happy that they reconnected, or was it uncomfortable?
It was one of those things. So it's very interesting because a lot of times when people connect, they're happy for a little bit. And then it's like the novelty wears off and they're like, okay.
They're like,
I'm
how
never
much money
talk to
did
you again.
Dad give you?
Yeah. And then it's just weird. Yeah. There are more
I think
questions
that's what
than answers.
Yeah,
and
it's
like,
just uncomfortable.
And it brings up like your own questions about your family. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting.
But I do want to know, because you're Irish, right? Also?
Scottish. Scottish.
Romanian. Which I always say I'm Irish, but my last name's McAdams. So mm-hmm. people say the Mick is Scottish, not Irish. But I'm Irish and then Lebanese and Italian.
Oh, what a wonderful combination. So you never sunburn.
No, I do. When we were in Cabo, I mean, I'll get a little bit.
When we were in Cabo.
Not to brag. We were in Cabo together.
We had the best time in Cabo. That was a great trip.
It was I feel like I've known you for years because we've been on two like unbelievable trips together. We went to Munich mm-hmm. for
Oktoberfest.
And that jinx. And then we went to Cabo mm-hmm. for fun. So
yes.
It's been, yeah. I remember the first when I met you was like on our way to the airport for Munich.
Yes.
Which it could have gone down the tubes, but we just got, we hit it
no,
off.
No, we launched into the
I know.
Stratosphere of legendary travel and we're not looking back.
We're not.
Hells no.
Nobody travels like you do. So mm-mm. I got to go on your next trip with you.
Oh yeah. So we got to plan some things out. But
yeah.
that's a big part of the first part of the year mm-hmm. is, you know, looking ahead to what 2024 brings. Now, obviously, you're going to be doing a lot of election stuff. Mm-hmm. And do you know in advance where you're going to go and when you're going?
Yeah, more so like with general assignment, usually what I do is like, you know, you get sent somewhere, like we said, for these murder cases or things that are breaking situations, and then you go and you don't know how long you're going for. So that's its own set. But now with politics, you do get more of a heads up, mm-hmm. and they're pretty organized with it. So I know I'm going to New Hampshire coming up in a few days for like 2 weeks. You don't know where you'll be in the state, but you're in New Hampshire.
Do you pack 2 weeks worth of stuff, or do you peep out laundromats?
I try to pack. I mean, like, I think I'm going to be wearing a lot of coats. So I think as you travel, and you know this too, when you travel for assignments or for fun, you know, you bring like a couple, like I'll rewear a couple of the shirts, let's say. I'll bring like a few pairs of pants that I'll rewear. But I try to bring new outfits, especially being on TV. I can't like wear the same coat the entire time.
Yeah.
So I'm driving to New Hampshire so I can put it all in the car.
Oh, that's really smart.
Yeah. Because
I was wondering, like, do you check a bag?
A couple of times, because I try not to check bags, but all like for the state fair for Iowa, I went for 2 weeks and everything was shoved in there. People were probably like, this girl needs to seek so much help because I had like so many bags, and they're like, there's only one, you know, carry on, ma'am. And I'm like, look over there. I'm like, I've got stuff I've got to bring. And I was flying to Omaha, so I had so much stuff. But yeah, you get better at packing. I don't know if I'm the best packer. Are you?
I feel like I'm great at packing.
You probably are. You're really organized.
You know, Up in the Air, the George Clooney movie.
I've never watched it.
Okay, so I'm just obsessed with, like, the opening montage of him packing. And, like, and it's, like, you know, the surgical, precise packing.
How does he do it? Like, fold it
or
something?
Yeah, it's, like, you only bring what you need. Yeah. And you really, like, packing for me is more time in the week prior thinking about what I'm going to need. And then the execution is maybe 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, because I've already got, like, a pre-packed small bag of toiletries.
Okay.
And I've got just little tiny bottles of everything. Yeah. So I never run out of anything.
All right.
And I've got like face masks and serums, and I've got like bronzy body cream.
You never know what you're going to need.
You don't know what you're going
to
need.
You need to bronze up.
Yeah. You got to bronze
scrub
up.
Down.
You got to tighten up. You got to scrub every hole. You don't know.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Depends on what state you're in.
If you're going to be in a co-ed naked sauna in Germany, which we were, and it was weird. It was weird, and they laughed at us, and they judged us.
I hope they're watching right now. If you guys are watching.
Perv Germans? Yeah, a bunch of naked pervs running around. Like, oh, they're so uptight and German engineering.
Well, we have to say, everybody, it was a spa, and like everyone was like, you know, wearing, I guess, their birthday suits and whatever.
They're wearing a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, a whole lot of nothing. And
that
so
was a
we
went sausage fest.
We went down there wearing like a swimsuit.
Bathing suits.
And
like
we were all
three,
me and Dina were all in that sauna.
Yeah.
And I think they thought like, LOL, look at the Americans all smashed in there in their swimsuits. But as we know, they're tuned in right now. We did not appreciate your feedback.
No, we did not. Thank you very much.
We're still talking about
Dark
it months later.
For nothing. Freaks.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
But I did. I loved Germany. It was very weird because did you realize that the men just stare at you? They're like, I've never been to a place where men are like,
oh, that's just there.
Yeah. Well, not for you, dear.
I know. I'm so used to it. It's unbelievable. No, yeah, we went into that bar that night and everybody was real interested. Yeah. And talking to us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about, for you, Germany was interesting because you can't eat gluten.
Oh my gosh.
So that's not the place to go.
No, I lost like 7 pounds in 4 days because it was all that. The only thing I ate, like there was a little fruit vendor on the street and I remember being like, figs, and being so excited to see food I could eat. And just like eating handfuls of food.
Because everything else was like, oh, that's fried in.
Yeah.
No, potatoes.
Yeah, everything is pretzels, those giant Kuchen hearts, like the.
What'd you keep getting though? Something cabbage.
Yeah, just steamed,
boiled
meat and cabbage.
Gluten essence.
Yeah. And they're like, ah, 9 gluten, yeah. And that was the only thing. Everything else is like breaded, fried,
yes.
Unapologetic, like. I think the word gluten is probably German, and they're very proud
it's
of that.
It's probably a swear word.
Yeah.
Ah, gluten!
Schweinhausen Glutenberg!
Instead of Gutentag, Glutentag! Damn it.
Yeah, they just took the L out to say hello, but the rest was like, we love gluten. They hated my small intestine.
They did, but oh
do you remember
gosh.
When we were in Mexico?
Yeah.
Who was the NFL player we sat next to?
Oh, I'm going
to
be...
Was it Jared Goff?
Yes, yeah. Jared Goff, yeah. Hey, Jared Goff.
Yeah, whenever I see him, I'm like, yeah, we had dinner
I know,
with Jared Goff.
that was fun. Yeah, they couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know, what were we drinking? We talked about it the other night.
It was not tequila. It was a snake alcohol. But you can't call it tequila because tequila is either agave or some particular form of agave, but they're like, it's basically tequila.
Yeah. But it had a snake in it.
A giant rattlesnake. Yeah. So it was one of those big, like old school medicine glass jars, like giant jars with a rattlesnake dead. Coiled at the bottom of the jar, and then you drink the tequila.
It burned. Didn't you say you liked it? I was like, it's okay. Like I didn't. Emily was like, this is amazing.
I just felt the essence and the power of the snake.
Yeah, I just was hoping it was going to kill all my sins when I drank that.
It did
kill all the mistakes. Everything.
She emerged.
And I was reborn,
virginal, nubile.
I've never looked back.
Never looked back ever. That's one thing we've learned in our talks.
Don't turn around.
So I don't know if you're allowed to do this, but who do you think is going to Mary Kill? Just kidding. Okay. Bill Hemmer.
I don't know if
Brett
you're allowed
Bear,
to do this.
Neil Cavuto. Just kidding.
Impossible. I can't choose.
You could never. Who do you think is going to win the presidential election?
It seems like, I mean, to me, going out there and talking to people in the field, I've never seen such support, whether it was at the Iowa State Fair when we were there for, you know, 2 weeks. Donald Trump has so many people that just wanted to come there to get a glimpse, catch a glimpse of him when he was flipping a pork chop, like in the crowds he attracts. They have, and especially at least in these states that we're going to see coming up with the Iowa caucus and then going to New Hampshire, he has a lot of support in those states. Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to see maybe Ron DeSantis a little closer because I thought people were looking for a different option. But right now it seems like from when you talk to voters, they like what Donald Trump did for the country. And when he goes into these court cases, like tomorrow,
but
you know, he's going to be here in New York.
So
they
defensive
like
on his behalf.
Yeah, they think he's...
Because they see what they're doing to him. They see that as being very, very unfair. And that has only helped him. It's almost like he's in cahoots with all the DAs and prosecutors. Like, keep the indictments coming. The more I get indicted, the more my pull numbers go up.
People are interested in watching what happens in these courts and watching what plays out. And when you talk with voters in these states where I've been so far for politics, they just really like what he stands for. Mm-hmm. And they think he's not like your typical politician. But, you know, Ron DeSantis has gone all 99 counties. Him and his team have put in that time on the ground. Nikki Haley's rising.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be, you know, who knows what could happen. And I'm obviously not a political expert, but from looking at these early polls and from talking to people, there's so much support.
I think that's the better metric. And I think that's what pollsters don't always get is you can't measure someone's passion until you're sitting there face to face talking to them. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking to people in different parts of the country and you're getting the same response and the same story and the same level of enthusiasm from different people, I think that is a much more powerful metric.
Definitely. Yeah. I think that's what's been so interesting about being on the politics team is being able to talk to people, you know, from all different areas, all different counties, small areas, people, you know, who might have voted differently before, but that really are passionate about this. And they think they just want to vote with who they connect with. Mm-hmm. It's more so what I've learned is like who they want to talk to and spend time with and who they think, you know, embodies what they want to see in the country. I think people want to see a lot of changes coming up, but they like a lot of the things that Donald Trump did. So we'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, and I've heard from independent voters and non-traditional voters, they really like RFK Jr.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's the same thing as Donald Trump. Like it doesn't matter what they've said in the past. What they're saying now is resonating with people because they are by and large being ignored by those in power now.
Well, it's like Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, he's been all over the state of Iowa since that's the next upcoming event. We'll talk, you know, Iowa specifically. I think a lot of people, including younger voters, you know, feel like they haven't, they feel like they're not heard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so he really goes in on social media and tries to connect with those people and talk about some of the issues that younger people might care about.
Yeah.
But I think the border, like, seeing what we see in New York, I'm from Chicago. All my friends there see it on a daily basis that's in the city. The amount of migrants, you know, in these cities, I think has made a lot of people focus in on that. And I think that's going to be huge. Yeah,
that would be a non-issue in any other time in our history. I never would have assumed that people, you know, in the northern half of this country would be concerned about immigration at all. You know, it's like having lived most of my life in Southern California, it's a big issue. It's something that people talk about from every walk of life because they see it every day. And, you know, having lived in New York a lot, people don't really talk about it, but they do now because they see it, they're confronted with it. And we're obviously doing something wrong. Like we're a loving, welcoming country that, you know, values being a meritocracy and we want people to work hard and succeed, but the government is failing everyone at every level.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, as I, you know, when I've been to Eagle Pass and been to these border areas, you know, these people, a lot of them, you know, they're coming, they gave everything they had to the cartels to get a chance to get out of there for a reason. You know, they bring their kids and they want a better life. But they get here too. And like seeing at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York yesterday, migrants were evicted. This isn't what they expected. I don't think when they came. So, you know, they have nowhere to go. The people here are upset. So overall, I mean, there just needs to be some big changes that happen at the federal level. But it is interesting, like you said, because this is like, you know, people in all these northern areas are seeing the impacts that like Eagle Pass has been dealing with for years.
Yeah, they're like, how do you think you feel? Ding dongs?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, what do you
think? We're just sitting here sipping snake tequila? No, we're trying to save the world.
Exactly.
All right. Well, here's to being fascinating and a fascinator.
Cheers.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World along with Alexis McAdams. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.